So hello and welcome to Grounding Your Energy Lab. This is our time to get you into your body fully connected and ready to receive your divine downloads. We spend a lot of time out of our bodies, but it's truly vital for us to understand our energetic systems and to really pay attention to whether we're being in our body or not. Being in your body and energetically grounded allows for a greater capacity to be a conduit for the divine. You want to be a conduit for the divine because that allows you to experience the flow of divine light in and through your body. You get the greatest satisfaction when you're in your body and when you're in action for the divine. See, then the divine flows that light through you to enhance your physical body life experience. So you'll feel good in your body. You'll feel like being the offering of divine wisdom. And the divine can count on you to deliver the messages. For one, you'll be available to receive them. And then, two, you'll be able to actually deliver those messages in the way that the divine wishes those to be delivered. So it creates a whole different experience of living. Now today I'll be looking for many things as I tune into your energy field. And I'll also tune into where your spirit energy is, where your awareness is. I'll see if all seven energy bodies are actually aligned in your aura. And I'll see if your spirit's partially out of your body. So depending on how your spirit reveals yourself, it will indicate what challenges you might be facing behaviorally and in your life. We know that this is an example, what we're reading you and energetically and how you're sitting in your body actually tells us a little bit about what's going on in your life. Maybe some of the challenges you're having in your life are because of how you are or aren't sitting inside your energetic system, okay? So, for example, you may be out of your body leaning way forward. And this would mean that you have a tendency for forward thinking, which you think, oh, that's kind of a good thing, right? But, you know, as a good thing, yes, it might mean that you're very much aware of your fulfilling on a project or your purpose work, bringing it to completion. But on the other hand, it could mean that you're simply inside your head and projecting with your imagination, you see. And maybe you're fascinated by this potential, right? The potential project, the potential future. And you're taken out of the present moment. And you're living in that kind of fantastical dream state instead of actualizing. So this is where it becomes very important to be inside the body so that you can physically create, bring those energies down. The energies don't just want to be flowing around, or they don't want to just be, you know, juggled around or played with in your energetic system. Ideas are amazing to have, but we actually want to bring some of those into fruition. Being grounded is going to have you gain those ideas and also give you the discernment to know which ones need to be actualized and manifested. So imagine that your spirit has multiple directions that it can go. It can move forward, it can move backwards. It can move to the left, to the right, it can move up, it can move down. So looking at how your awareness of your spirit energy is sitting in your body and aura can reveal so many things about what you're going through mentally, emotionally, physically. And we want to get you reinstated in your body so that you can heal on all levels and increase your potential for spiritual expansion. You'll be reinstated in the heart space, the sacred space of the heart, and also connected to the golden grid of grace for access to the highest potential energies, those energies that bring you vitality and support your creation. Because that golden grid of grace, as the divine masculine structure, flows energy through it. When you're connected, you can call forth the energies of Shakti, the feminine energy, And that supports your creations, infusing the living energies, life-giving energies from manifestation, bringing your thoughtful creations and ideas into actualization, making them real and tangible. So you're going to ask me the question about how you're grounded in your body, and that will bring the answer specifically through. I'll be guiding you back to center. You'll be using a lot of imagination now as you're reinstating your awareness, okay? So I'm going to be sharing with you ways to move the energy, to reposition it. I may say things like, move your energy more to the left, pull your energy down inside your body. Well, those are just examples, but you can trust your higher self to actually do them as I'm saying it, okay? Even if your mind tries to battle me or this experience, because the mind likes to maintain that sense of habit, right? The habit becomes familiar and it becomes easier. But you will be able to make, you know, that change and to take charge of your energy if you show some strength and passion. Take a stand, remembering your own energy. You own it, right? Your own energy, and you own it, okay? Now, I may or may not be able to get you completely reinstated right now based on how well you move your energy, according to your higher self guidance. But you can always listen to this audio again. Get back into the space of your higher self directives and the energy that we're calling for to support you, because we're really creating a beautiful grid here that is a container now. It's a lot of support that you have here. And we're going to also call in your guides and angels. Your higher self is really aware that you're here and intends to support you 100%. All right? So it's going to be very revealing to you as far as how your mental perspective and emotional perspective actually create an energetic experience, right? And vice versa, okay? So go ahead now, place your name and question in the cue box or press star 2 to raise your hand if you want to work with me on the phone. Again, we're not taking higher self questions. We're not doing readings today. See, this is a space set up specifically for getting you grounded in your body, one of the most important things. So only ask about how are you currently grounded, right? What changes do you need to make so that you're completely grounded? Now, if you're on the phone, I'll be spending about a minute or so with you, okay? Reading your energy, asking you to begin to move, shift the energy of your awareness. We'll do our best to get you fully grounded and anchored. But please don't ask other questions. Don't get me on the phone and then start to ask me about some relationship, or don't go off on some commentary, okay? Really, we're utilizing this time to support you in getting inside your body. This is not the time for you to tell me your story about your sister and what's going on in her life and why she's making you ungrounded. I don't really want to know that. Higher self doesn't need to hear it, right? This is specifically, how am I grounded? How do I get grounded? Because my goal is to have you focus on your energy and working on that and doing exactly what's coming through, what your higher self is asking. So I'll let you know if it's working as you're doing it and to what degree. Do you see? So I'll be saying, yes, good, okay, more of that, keep going. Bring that energy down in further, further, right? Pack it in. Those are the kinds of things I'll be saying, okay? So again, if you need to listen to this call and work on it further, then you can do that every day until you find that you're feeling anchored in your body. Okay. Now, for some of you, I'll be able to actually identify when you are anchored. It's like, again, it's like moving into that place and ground, getting your grounding set point. That's what I call it, your grounding set point, that anchored feeling within your body. The energetic adjustments make this kind of clicking sound, right? You lock into a grounded state. And I want you to get to know how it feels, the subtle feelings of when you are grounded and when you're not. That way you can make adjustments. You have control over your energy to manage it, efficiently, effectively channel your energy based on your intention. Okay? So that's what we're going to be doing. So with that, I'll be asking you to remember your grounding set point. Feel what it's like. Remember this stance energetically, how it feels when you're grounded 100%, and to begin the habit of doing that process each day, right? We have to do this. This is one of the most important things. We don't begin our day unless we are grounded. So many accidents occur because we're not grounded. So many things occur. We're not really available, and yet we're praying all the time to be available to the messages, to open up our intuitive gifts. But the universe can't do that when you're not available, when you're not home in your aura, okay? So I think we've covered all of that. So let's go ahead now, and let's just check to see here how we're doing. Okay, good. We've got people here on the phone. Excellent. And again, in the cue box, good to go, you guys. Excellent, excellent. Okay. To begin, we are going to just get into the grounding process. We're going to connect you to the golden grid of grace. Again, that's the structure of the universe. I want you guys to really start to bring in the grid as the feeling of the masculine that holds you up. Right? We often feel tired or exhausted, or that we've just exerted more energy than what we've had in any given day, right? So, you know, but also there's these moments where we're going through transition and we need to feel safe or we need to feel secure. Holding on to the golden grid of the masculine and really connecting with the masculine supports us in feeling safe, right? So, I can't convey how important it is to utilize the golden grid of grace and to be connected to that, because that's the point where the vital energies flow into your body, bring life force energy into your cells, into your muscles, right? That's what really keeps you going. And then it also supports you being a profound healer or a profound creator. We want to master our energy, and we're going to use that for the greatest good of all. So this is the process, getting connected. Some of you know that you're not fully connected in, but no worries. We can support you with that. We actually have someone that can see very clearly the grid and how the grid connects you. That's one of her special gifts. So I can connect you with her as well. Her name is Jeannie Tapp. Okay? All right. So let's go ahead and let's go through the grounding process, get connected to the grid, and then start to take a look at your energy. All right. So closing your eyes. Close your eyes and begin to imagine moving out of the space of the mind. Moving out of the space of the lower mind. Imagine taking a staircase down to the heart. Making your way down to the doorstep of the heart. Standing on the doorstep of your heart. Opening the doors of your heart, stepping over the threshold and right into the sacred space of the heart. Now inside the sacred space of the heart, this is where you connect with your higher self consciousness. So I want you to bring your awareness inside the sacred space of the heart and begin to settle down. There's an invitation now sent to your higher self consciousness. I want you to come in, to merge with me fully, to move all the way into my body. So as your higher self-consciousness begins to move in, it's important for you to be open and receptive. So relax. Relax down into the sacred space of the heart. Literally imagine a beautiful wave of energy moving over your body, relaxing your body. Getting you settled down in this space now. Listen to the sound of your heartbeat. Begin to align your heartbeat with the rhythm and the pulse of the universe. Aligning your heartbeat with the rhythm and the pulse of the universe, you come into a state of alignment with higher self-consciousness. And you come into a state of coherence. So just breathing in now, imagine fully in your body, you're becoming aware of where all of your spirit, your awareness is. In location to your body, how far out is your awareness? Have you been thinking about certain situations or conditions, experiences in your life? Do you have energy that's out there with family members or certain people? Did you leave any part of your energy behind? Some place or event? Begin to call all of your awareness back to you. It belongs inside your body. And specifically, there's a tube of energy that you're going to fill up with your awareness. And that tube begins just below the eyebrow level. Behind the eyes is where the attention should be. And in front of the spine. So you're calling all of your awareness back to you from any people, places, experiences, situations, circumstances that you're going through, and you're imagining it coming in and you're packing it into your body, in that tube. So just like you would pack a snowball, you're packing your energy of awareness inside your body. It goes all the way down to the base of the spine. So bringing your awareness below the eyebrow level and imagining a ceiling right there at the eyebrow level. You cannot go up above. And now bringing your awareness behind the eyes. You can't move or extend your awareness further beyond the eyes. And you can't extend your awareness backwards beyond your spine. You need to stay within the confines of that tube. There we go. Packing it in. Now placing your attention at the base of the spine. Forming your grounding cord connection. The grounding cord connection. And imagine sending your grounding cord down into the earth. Make that a substantial grounding cord. Sending it down and imagine as it's moving through the earth, it's moving towards this glorious ball of light in the center of the earth. This big ball of light in the center of the earth holds the highest vibrational healing waves, the Schumann waves of energy that can instantly transmute. Now, as you're grounded, connecting down below, imagine that you're spinning a vortex around your body and aura. You're going to release and let go of any lower level energies that you no longer need. All of those energies going down, down, transmuting. Imagine them hitting that golden light, zapping them, purifying them, alchemizing them. So really grounding. And some of you love to imagine that as a beautiful tree Imagine that tree all the way around your body. And maybe even moving all the way up and imagining those branches reaching up into the sky, allowing you to be connected. As above, so below, connected in. So beautiful. So just keeping that vortex up now just for a little bit longer. Sending it down, transmuting those energies. Everything that you need to clear and release, any fear, doubt, frustration, anger, sadness, disappointment. Let it all go, transmute, burn it up. And then drop that vortex down into the ball of light and imagine now a golden sun above your head. Bring all that energy in, golden sun above your head, filling up the golden sun. And let that golden light energy pour into your body, enhancing your systems, infusing light, golden light. As if your cells have been waiting for this golden light, drenching the cells, shifting the energy, the cellular level, opening to this light even more as you continue to breathe and expand, allowing your body now to hold the light. Good. Excellent. Okay. And so now we're going to begin. I'm going to start with those, some of those that are in the cue box. And I'm going to begin now doing the readings. And what I want you to do is just pay attention. You're probably going to want to set up another vortex around your body and aura, just so if there's something that's stated and, you know, it kind of carries you away to that place, maybe an experience or a situation that you had as I'm reading someone else. You're going to want to clear that immediately, okay? So just pay attention to that. Now, just holding this space, being one that holds space, you're going to pay attention. So please make sure that you're not on the phone, looking at text messages, on your computer. I know that may sound silly, but those things are a portal, and here we are wanting to ground our energy. And so if any one of you has multiple things going on and you can shut down some of those to really be present here, it helps all of us get grounded. Those things that are portals that take us away literally draw our energy out of our bodies. Okay, some of you will need to have your computers open to listen to this. But please, if you don't have to do any of that energy that, you know, the things that scatter your energy, please be here and just set an intention to be of service to all of those that I'm reading and that I'm working with. So that's your offering today to all of us in this field. We're going to call forth the archangels at the four corners. We call forth Archangel Michael to support us in strengthening this space and for protection. And we call forth Archangel Raphael for allowing the highest vibrational healing to occur. Thank you. And we call forth Archangel Uriel to bring the consciousness in and through our bodies and being and into this field and this container for popping us open to new levels of awareness, ideas, to the miracles that can occur when we're connected with the divine. And we call forth Archangel Metatron to really hold space for the future to be revealed in the now. And so we also call forth our guides and our angels, guardian angels, all the divine beloved beings of love and light and power and service that support us on so many levels. It takes everyone to support us getting grounded and to lock into this space and to really claim our space of our body. So we welcome all the divine light beings that are benevolent beings that are here to support us.